The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.
Experiencing the plays, great performances, and compelling stories each week from the archives of great productions of Hollywood's best producers and actors. We now go back to the early days of radio and our imaginations with our featured drama presentation.
Arthur the King by Graham Fife, with music by Stephen Foe. Part 2, Tristram. With John Franklin Robbins as King Mark, Sarah Bedell as Isolde, and Rupert Fraser as Tristram of Lyonesse.
This holy feast of Shrovetide, join company in this table round in good fellowship, knights of one accord, of one worship, of one liege, and him the king, and that the best and highest of renown, whose board we sit at, whose bread we break, and wine drink.
More food, my beauty? More food? You still hungry, beauty? Fill you plump. Encourage you greedy for your own kill. Warm flesh. No lark outsaw the Merlin. Tristram's own Merlin, when she flies like arrow, giddily up, up, up. And will she be sure and come home again, my Merlin pet, with her darting eye? Now fly away and be lost, but swoop to her Tristram's wrist. Trampling on her perch, is it? Impatient? Yes, yes. Tristram will go to the kitchen for his darling and fetch her pluck and milt of rabbit to accustom her for her stooping. It's a long training of the hawk. It must be done with infinite tenderness and care and sleepless nights. And I, staring into eye, Tristram and his beauty, till her head leans into his and lids fall and she sleeps. It is a battle of wills and wits. It must be done with love. With love. And venery of Venus is the name for love, and venery of venison is the name for hunting. I knew both. I was at Arthur's court once upon a time. How little they knew of hunting till I came there. To Camelot. I gave Arthur the King my book of venery of hawking and hunting. Beauty, yes, yes, my darling pet, I'm going now. Now I'll hunt for you in the kitchen. I hunted once in my youth with King Mark, my uncle of Cornwall. that was married to fair Isolde, that I was in love with.
Men will not love. They will not have and hold, but take and cast away. So, by potion, enslave to make him love, till old passion grow mad and grey. I, Tristram, gave philter of love, and Isolde besotted both till doomsday, marking them both, both with the same mark. Now, see Tristram give Isolde to drink of that cup filled with my bewitchment, and say...
My lady? Some wine?
No, I'm not thirsty. Oh, perhaps. When shall we be at King Mark's court?
2 days, my lady.
I'm weary of this journey, travelling.
Some wine, then.
Wine, is it? Yes, wine. Cornwall. Barbarous it sounds. Bare rock and rough sea. When shall I see my lovely green Ireland again? You may drink too, custodian. To my custody. I invite you, King Mark's steward, fetching me to his court. My new lord steward. And therefore, mine to be.
My lady.
Marking them both with the same mark of love misplaced, of misplaced love.
Nephew Tristram!
My lord King!
Come, ride with us a while!
The huntsman is new. I should stay and watch him.
He'll have to learn one day. Come with us.
My lord.
You can explain the finer points to my young wife. I'm a dull stick in the saddle. I gallop hard when the horn sounds, and not much more. Privately, I think I must bore her.
Oh, no, my lord.
Yes, I'm afraid I do, my love. I have so few topics of discourse.
Oh, no, my love.
Name one.
You discourse most learnedly of armor.
It only sounds learned to your little ears.
Of hauberks and burnies and chausses and coifs and ventails and gay gowns of green against the weather.
My love, you astonish me. Sprightly love. Do you not hear her, nephew? What a sprightly creature she is.
My lord.
Ah! The hunt is up! There! A bow shot half left ahead.
Uncouple hounds! Pew! Pew!
Better stay here, my lady Isolde. It will be safer.
No, I come with you.
Stay close, then.
Close by. Flank to flank with you.
Beside me, here.
With all my heart, with you.
With all my heart, too. Branches, mind. Lie flat along your horse's mane.
Oh, my heart. My heart pumps so wild it will burst, it will burst. It leaps in my breast like bounding heart.
There! See him? The heart, the heart. Double round, cut him off. Blow the ruse! The ruse!
Oh, see him swerve, see him leap. Oh, dread of my stomach to see him.
He is as quick as wind, the buck, through the coverts like salmon in reeds. Majesty.
Oh, my love, stay close.
Close, my lady, close.
Oh, Tristram, let fly the horses. Unrein them. Unrein them to their going. Let them take us where they will.
He's found the stream. Plunged in. Cover him!
They will not see us. The hunt will go and be lost.
The prize! They have him!
Kiss. Kiss me before we're seen. Give me all your heart.
It is yours, always yours.
Again, give it to me again and always, ever.
My lord?
Hey, it's not like you to miss the prize. The new man did well. I think you must be out of sorts. My love, you are shaken. You are white.
I nearly fell. Your steward saved me.
My love, you should not take such risks in the gallop. You should watch the hunt from safe distance.
Luckily, Sir Tristram saved me.
There. Ah, how well you steward me, Sir Tristram. I do not believe king or his lady were ever so well served.
I am pleased to do you service.
Tristram, I have in my gift a special honor that I intend to bestow on you because you love her who is the nobler part of me.
My lord.
King Arthur has asked me to name one knight, one from all Cornwall, worthy to be made Knight of the Round Table. The peerless huntsman and courteous poet may have missed the prize today, but he did so for love and courtesy.
My lord, you honor me beyond my deserving.
You leave for Camelot tomorrow morning. Isn't that splendid, my love?
Yes, splendid.
The renown it reflects on us.
I cannot stay. Hold me. I can't bear it.
I have to go. They have already called me from the stables.
Camelot.
Not forever.
I hate the name. It is the other side of the world.
There will be excuses for me to come.
Will you come?
When I can. Whenever I can.
Don't forget me.
Forget you. How can I forget you?
I love you.
I love you.
I'll go.
Good.
Sweet love.
Honor, Sir Tristram, and our company of knights.
My liege king.
You swear before us to deserve in merit and virtue this brotherhood of the Round Table and our code of chivalry.
I do.
To serve your king and be the staunch extension of his right arm, sans flinch or question.
I do.
To honor lady on pain of your gentle manhood.
I do.
And do no dishonor in God's name.
I do.
Amen.
Amen.
Sir Tristram, I name you. Keep your name. Lose it to none. At this round table, we stand equal in honor and oath. Wherever you go in my name, and the name of all this fellowship of knights here, acknowledging me king. Through this unbroken circle courses the blood of our body of chivalry. Break oath, and we bleed, each one of us.
My lord king.
Sir Kay.
My lord.
Bid our latest member of the company welcome, and conduct him to seat at our table.
Yes, my lord king. In every place, a name written.
your fellow knights on either side. None higher in worship, none lowlier. Sir Lancelot, Sir Bedivere, Sir Gawain, Sir Percival, Sir Dinadam, and dear Sir Tristram. Good cheer, Sir Tristram!
Sir Tristram! Sir Tristram!
A book on hunting, Sir Tristram. There.
The terms and etiquette, Sir Dinadan. The unmaking of the heart. The mode d'emploi.
Oh, very French.
It is a French science.
Well educated, for soothsaying. And poetry, no doubt.
Yes.
Music.
Aye.
Oh, there's a thing. There's a very thing.
You have music.
I do not have music. Nor does music have me. The best use I could put a lute for is a money box.
No music? Then how do you woo?
Woo? If I were to woo, but I do not woo, I would to woo as an owl to woo. To wit with wit.
Not love?
Love, oh, fie on that craft. Love is a flippity-gibbet, a frivolous question mark sort of thing, and I do not need the answer.
A knight cannot be courteous unless he loves.
Oh. You have seen me comport at court. I am courteous to a fault with the queen. Not only that, but I will slay dragons and manticores and grapple one-handed with the foul fiend day or night, whenever the foul fiend dares to show his ugly visage round the corner. And for courtesy of the queen, and any other damsel sees fit to give the nod as being worthy of my ardour. But I do not need to love to do so. Nor behave as if Queen Guinevere were the only oats in my manger. Like some.
Some?
Oh, that is the trouble with you lovers. You see, nothing. The old shrew Lancelot is some, per example. And you too, Sir Tristram, I surmise it has not passed my notice.
What has not passed your notice?
That Sir Tristram is tryst at court. But I say to Tristram, tryst no secret to a woman, as you give no jewels to a slave. And such advice is old and rarely heeded.
Then you do not know love.
No, I do not know love, but I know all about love. I've seen it, anyway.
Seen it?
That's pale green, like the moon.
I do not believe that you have seen it.
Enough to know what silly business it is. Take the king.
The king?
Oh, yes. Arthur, the king. A lady came to court. You must know her, being of Cornwall. Shapely as a hare, better jointed at her girdle than an ant. Fair Isolde, by name.
Isolde?
Know her? Ah, the king quite turned to milk. Moped about like a greyhound off its food. Oh, granted the maid's fair-looking, is she not? Well, I believe she was a maid then, but fair-looking and probably not a maid for that.
Yes. Beautiful.
But love? Oh, I'd rather be married. You're not married, are you?
No.
Proves the point. All sin springs from idleness. Now we must be primed and vigorous, Sir Tristram. Hunting. Yeah, I should not need to preach that to you, the one who has secretaried a learned treatise on the subject.
Oh, indeed.
I wouldn't care to think of you frittering that for strumming of a storyteller's harp.
Aye.
God save us! What is that in your book, Master Huntsman?
Stand aside! Out of my way! Let me by!
If I stand aside, I must know who I stand aside for. I can see you are knight. Sir, who is it?
Sir, me, is it? And if it were knight, you'd see nothing. And that would be that. Just the shouting.
And what manner of strange creature are you following, Sir, me? Unless it has no more name than you.
Sir Pellinore, sir. Curious. Do I plague you with questions?
Ah, well, that is a question.
I have no time for questions. I have a quest. The quest is for the beast you have seen. which may be the Black Dragon of the Enchanted Wood, or the Enchanted Dragon of the Black Wood, or yet the Black Enchantment of the Wooden Dragon, for all it matters to you.
But we might help you. This knight is a famous hunter, and I am no novice at the trick.
Help me, Moloch! This is my quest, and shall never be achieved except by me. Or else my next of kin, which at the last reckoning was a Mullipuff, one Sir Palamides. Do you have acquaintance?
No.
Nor I.
And you offer me help? Wolves farts!
But what is this extravagant beast? I never saw the like.
Nor heard it. Like 30 couple hounds yapping in its belly, it sounded. The beast is its own quarry and hound pack in one.
Never saw the like. You should sketch it on paper, Sir Expert, for insertion in your book.
Fools! It is the questing beast. The beast Gladysant. The yelping beast, to give it but three names. Any one of which will do, because there is only one of it. Head a hissing serpent's. Body spotted like a leopard. Buttocks tawny and lion shape. And footed like a hart.
There is your cartoon, Sir Tristram.
Sir Tristram? Is this Sir Tristram?
Aye.
Then there is news for you, Sir Tristram, which I have, and perhaps you do not. Seeing your frivolity with those on earnest quest.
What news?
Grave news, like a bridge carrying grief across joy.
What news? Tell me.
News brought to Arthur's court a day past.
What news?
That you, Sir Tristram, are banished by King Mark. For love. Or, I suppose, for hatred. It is no business of mine. I have this quest, which not even King Arthur himself may achieve, that I have followed already 1 year and must follow another year if need be, and another year after that, until it is done! Until it is done!
Oh, Isolde! Fair Isolde. My poor wild crane in the moorfen, harried by swift hawks.
Oh, if it is for love, did I not tell you what love will do?
You cut my heart that was whole in two with your scoffing, Sir Dinadan. The lady is mine. I am hers.
But not, it seems, in fact. If the news be true, then you are banished for that reason.
Isolde!
The miscreant knight Sir Tristram is banished, an outlaw, by the High King Arthur from the realm on pain of death. Isolde, for shame. I would not believe, I refuse to believe what they said of you. Grubby gossip.
You embrace a phantom, Lord King. A spirit in your bed. He is not there. Isolde, flesh and blood, her flesh, is in other bed, with other knight, with other lover, naked as needle.
But chaste, my lord, with sword between us.
I know what sword lay between you. For shame!
Oh, my lord!
There's a phantom in my arms. No substance as I embrace her lovingly. All a thin airiness of treachery.
Oh, my lord!
Oh, my lord, my lord! See here. See here. This horn harnessed with gold. If a woman be false to her husband and drink of it, she spills all the drink as she spills out her faith to him with her tears and her sighings. Elsewhere, not for him. And if she be true to him, spills nothing, keeps her faith tight with her body's laces. And will you be burnt on the fire, Isolde, for your spilling? Drink!
Not for sorcery of drinking horns.
Yes. For sorcery, seeing that we are all now
bewitched by perfidy.
Oh, my sweet lord.
Oh, leave me. Leave me.
Oh, no.
In woe dismayed, to sickness laid, in grief arrayed, and fee paid, a funeral made to wretched maid. So my heart said, love is not dead. Love is not dead. But I am dead, in sorrow dead, and harrowed. Sweet Tristram, love, dear love, how shall I bear this damage? Gone from me? There is no help. No help!
Tristram to Brittany, Isolde to ignominy, both to melancholy, which is love when love bewitches, melancholy and hurt, weeping salt.
Good Sir Tristram, whom we knew once.
Oh, long time ago.
Long time ago. Banished to Brittany, finds comfort these days with his lady. By name, Isolde.
Goose, his lady Isolde is here, gnawing on her heavy dragging guilt, keeping the counterpane tucked up tight about her unkissed neck.
Nevertheless...
How can his lady Isolde be here and in Brittany? Is it bewitchment? I believe it is bewitchment. I never had bewitchment.
It is not bewitchment, but another Isolde.
Another Isolde? Lost one Isolde, digged up another.
Yes, two ladies, one name. Married the new one.
No!
Solemnly in an abbey. The Lady Isolde of the White Hands of Brittany on that side of the choppy water, in contradistinction to our fair Isolde of Cornwall on this side of the choppy water.
And what will our Lady Isolde say about her faithful champion nestling down in her namesake lady's feather mattress in Brittany?
Oh, but he doesn't. Ring on finger, pang of guilt. Remembered suddenly which Isolde he loved. Refused to bed her.
Poor Isolde number two. But yet, what will Isolde number one say? Married?
What she always says and ever says to anything. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo.
Tears. Nothing ever but tears. You sag with crying tears. For him. I loved your face. Beauty bubbling out of you. Sweet smiles, my lovely. Gone brackish with tears. For him. Drying sticky on me. Lost every parcel of love, affection in you. You are dragging me into your gaunt old age of weeping for him, and you scarcely more grown than the lively girl who came across the water to share my... Go back across it. Swim for all I care now. Your eyes run seawater. What difference? Go away from me. Let me be alone. In peace. I can better fare with your queenly ghost slumped on my memory than with the decaying smell and sound of you day in, day out. Isolde. is old. Leave me.
My lord. My lord.
Oh, do not say that to me. Say it to a brisk wind galing across the channel to him.
Forgive me. It was not my will.
Will or not, it was your doing.
Please.
Go. 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 Go.
Wilderness.
A seldom madness love is.
Better not known. Keep your heart. Don't give it.
Ah, it was. It is bewitchment.
I never knew bewitchment.
Better, after all.
A year. It is a year. Here is one day, cut into the hornbeam bark, and here is another day. Lots of days. Almost a whole more than a year. Several. Several. Dying for her. Every day. And all notched into the hornbeam, which is hard wood, and carries time well. A hornbeam makes a punctual calendar. I saw King Mark, did I? Ho, 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 said the king. Ho, 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 said I. A year ago. And acorns and water form the running stream between.
Tristram, Tristram.
I must walk the woods so wild, here, here, in dread and deadly fear, reviled, and all for one.
Tristram, Tristram.
So I am banished from my bliss for love, and here in wasteland live! Alas, and all for one.
Tristram.
Lady, who are you?
One that will help you if you will help her.
Gladly. It is Isolde I'm looking for.
Fair Isolde, or Isolde of the White Hands, that you married in Brittany after?
Did I?
Surely. Her, is it?
Isolde. Yes, Isolde.
Fair Isolde.
Tristram, sweet love.
Yes, that's her.
Isolde of the White Hands.
Tristram, sweet my love.
Yes, I love Isolde.
Love, but do not have.
No.
Love, not have. Dishonor, is it?
Dishonor.
Safe and sound, no risk, love, not have. Secret, keep nightly faith in broad daylight. By night, snuggle in darkness and cheating and moan and complain. Love, love. Love, not have.
Dishonor.
Whist! Dishonor? Wild goose chase, huntsman. Dishonor? To whom?
Chivalry. Round table. Arthur the King.
Arthur the King? And the lady.
Love her.
Love her? Then have her.
and she you. Love cries out to be alive so it can die. Here?
Yes. I love Isolde.
And for Sir Lancelot.
Lancelot?
Do you hate Sir Lancelot? I think you do.
Yes, I do.
Because he does not love fair lady, and therefore cannot be of any prowess.
Yes, that is the reason.
Will you be my champion, Tristram, against Sir Lancelot, because he will not love me?
Yes.
It does not matter that he was your friend, does it?
No, no.
And yet, he will not love me. Am I not, fair lady?
Most fair lady, madam.
And you will ride out from these gates and be champion against the knight who has the king, his slave.
Oh, yes.
And then you will find Isolde.
Oh, you are gracious.
And then you will have your sound wits back and find Isolde. Find her living and weeping in the deep pit of your grief, Sir Tristram. Tristesse, as my castle vanishes in air. In your grief.
No!
Be your naked sorrow through and through, and make your sorrow anger, Tristram, red fury at Lancelot's head. Lancelot and Arthur the King.
Troubles to Garnish! The Red Knight with no name!
It's a horse thrown, not moving.
Who is this red knight?
Fury.
He must be the devil. Like a woodman, he is clearing bloody path through trees.
Oh!
Sir Lancelot and the lake rides against him.
Look, where? At the Queen's pavilion, there.
Sir Lancelot will unhorse him. Only the king himself would match Sir Lancelot. If Sir Lancelot...
Shh.
Move down! Who rises first?
The Red Knight! He'll kill Sir Lancelot!
Look at him! He's demented! Sir Lancelot! Sir Lancelot!
Red Knight!
No! You!
Never!
Red Knight, whoever you are, this is folly! But tilting yards does not need our blood!
Not mine! Yours!
Hold! What grudge do you nurse against me? Do you even know me?
I know you well, Sir Lancelot, and King Arthur. When I have done with you, I will do with him.
But what grudge?
That you do not love fair lady.
Who says I do not love fair lady?
Fair lady says.
Fair lady. Hear this, Red Knight. There are but two fair ladies whose word I take in this. Queen Guinevere. And one whom good knight loved, no man truer, with no love truer, and no friend to me truer that has gone mad in wilderness for his love of her.
And what is his name?
Tristram of Lyonesse.
And what lady did he love?
Fair lady.
I would hear her name.
Fair Isolde.
Does she still live?
Tell me who it is would know.
Tristram. Of Lyonesse.
Is it you?
Help me.
My dear friend.
Help me.
to Joyous Guard. Go to my castle. To Joyous Guard. Refuge for you.
Isolde.
In Ireland. I will send for her. King Mark is dead.
He yields! The Midnight yields to Shalott!
Chivalry, spoiled by Tristram and Isolde, Arthur.
Ah.
Mope hard in Joyous Guard, and staunch Tristram. The Round Table bleeds a little, and who will staunch it?
There, my beauty. Red meat from the kitchen.
Tristram.
Who is it?
Tristram.
Ah, my beauty. Isolde comes.
Oh, lead me by the sands, my love. Do you remember? Oh, lead me by the sands, my love, below the walls of Joyous Guard, in earshot of the sea's low roar. Oh, lead me by the sands.
I'll feed her and come. Yes, I remember. Oh, lead me by the sands, my love. Below the walls of Joyous Guard, in earshot of the mewing gulls. Oh, lead me by the sands. There, all done. My darling.
And let us, when the day star falls, make love as in the long dead years did lovers, hid behind stone walls, the jealous walls.
The jealous walls of Joyous Guard did lovers. Did lovers with the ghost of love.
Yes.
Fly off, my beauty. Fly off.
In Tristram, Part 2 of Arthur the King by Graham Fife, Rupert Fraser played Tristram, with Sarah Bedell as Isolde, and John Franklin Robbins as King Mark. Arthur the King was Keith Baxter, and Anna Massey, Morgan Le Fay, with Jonathan Scott as Sir Pellinor, James Green as Sir Dinadan, Michael Kilgariff as Sir Kay, and Nicholas Farrell as Sir Lancelot du Lac, with Joe Kendall, Marcia King, Brian Miller, Simon Treves, and John Bull. The music is by Stephen Foe. Arthur the King is directed by John Powell.